Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldreich, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Pei Tes, the ninth parak HaMegaresh. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored with Zichu Nishmas Chayah Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that if a woman was rumored to have accepted Kedushin that day, meaning two Edim testified in Basin that they heard people say she was Mekudeshes to a man and saw circumstantial evidence, she could not marry anyone else before receiving a get from that man. Rava says, Yatzla Shema Zana Be'ir, if an unmarried woman was rumored to have had illicit relations with someone who would disqualify her to Kahuna, Ein Choshishin La, we are not concerned for it, and assume the rumor was based on promiscuous behavior, but not actual relations. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Tanaim on this subject. A Braisa list, numerous other rumors which are disregarded, including rumors that a woman has had relations, prohibiting her to a Kohen Gadol, rumors that she has been married for some length of time, rumors of marriage without identifying the husband, and others. Who defines the rumor of the Mishnah? Loshen Shamu Kohavar, rumors of marriage are not heeded where they heard it mere noise, meaning gossip, El Kadesh Yuneros Dolkos, rather. They saw a room arranged for a marriage celebration with lamps burning, Umitos Mitzuos, couches set up, Bnei Adam Niknasim Yosim Ve'omrim Ponis Miskadeshes Hayom, and people going in and out saying Ponis is getting married today, which the Gemara adjusts to be Ponis was married today. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a rumor which is accompanied by an amasla, a mitigating factor, may be disregarded. An example would be rumors that a man threw money or a star for Kedushin towards a woman, and it's unknown if it reached closer to her. Rav Yochanan was quoted to say, Lo amru davar zehu amasla, if they didn't say anything, which Rashi later explains that the original rumor was incomplete because it included an amasla, such as a doubtful Kedushin, this is a mitigating factor which neutralizes a rumor. His point was that the amasla must accompany the original rumor, disagreeing with Rabbi Barachana, who said, an amasla is effective even if it surfaces 10 days after the rumor. Later, Razvit said, where there's a basis for a mitigating factor, we consider the mitigating factor even if it was not reported, and we disregard the rumor. And pointing three, an inquiry was sent to Shmuel. Yamdenu Rabbeinu, let our teacher instruct us about the following case. Yatza aleha kol marishon, if a rumor circulated that a woman accepted kedushim from one man, and another man came and married her with a biblical kedushin, meaning with witnesses. What's the halacha? He responded, Teitze, she must leave the second husband until she receives a get from the first, and you should determine the truth of the rumor and notify me of your conclusion. The Gemara explains he meant that if they determine that the first husband did indeed marry her, she doesn't require a get from the second husband. He disagrees with Rav Huna, who said, Eishas ish, hapashti yada, a married woman who stretched out her hand, v'kibo kedushin ma'acher mekudeshes, and accepted kedushin from another man, she's considered married to the second man. Rav Huna's opinion is based on Rav Hamnuna's statement that a woman who tells her husband, you divorce me, she's believed, chazaka ein isha maziva panea bifnei bala, because it's a chazaka that a woman would not be so brazen to lie before her husband that he divorced her. Similarly, accepting kedushin is accepted as proof that she was divorced. Shmuel holds that accepting kedushin when not in front of her husband is insufficient evidence of a divorce. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah on the previous thought taught that if a woman was rumored to have Kedushin that day, meaning two Edim testified in Basin, they heard people say she was Mekudeshes to a man and saw circumstantial evidence, she could not marry anyone else before receiving a get from that man. Rava says, Yatzla Shema Zana Be'ir, if an unmarried woman was rumored to have had illicit relations with someone who would disqualify her to Kahuna, Ein Choshishin La, we are not concerned for it, and assume the rumor was based on promiscuous behavior, but not actual relations. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Tanaim on this subject. A Braisa list, numerous other rumors which are disregarded, including rumors that a woman has had relations, prohibiting her to a Kohen Gadol, rumors that she has been married for some length of time, rumors of marriage without identifying the husband, and others. Who defines the rumor of the Mishnah? Loshen Shamu Kohavar, rumors of marriage are not heeded where they heard it mere noise, meaning gossip, El Kadesh Yuneros Dolkos, rather. They saw a room arranged for a marriage celebration with lamps burning, Umitos Mitzuos, couches set up, Bnei Adam Niknasim Yosim Ve'omrim Ponis Miskadeshes Hayom, and people going in and out saying Ponis is getting married today, which the Gemara adjusts to be Ponis was married today. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a rumor which is accompanied by an amasla, a mitigating factor, may be disregarded. An example would be rumors that a man threw money or a star for Kedushin towards a woman, and it's unknown if it reached closer to her. Rav Yochanan was quoted to say, Lo amru davar zehu amasla, if they didn't say anything, which Rashi later explains that the original rumor was incomplete because it included an amasla, such as a doubtful Kedushin, this is a mitigating factor which neutralizes a rumor. His point was that the amasla must accompany the original rumor, disagreeing with Rabbi Barachana, who said, an amasla is effective even if it surfaces 10 days after the rumor. Later, Razvid said, where there's a basis for a mitigating factor, we consider the mitigating factor even if it was not reported, and we disregard the rumor. And pointing three, an inquiry was sent to Shmuel. Yamdenu Rabbeinu, let our teacher instruct us about the following case. Yatza aleha kol marishon. If a rumor circulated that a woman accepted kedushim from one man, and another man came and married her with a biblical kedushin, meaning with witnesses. What's the halacha? He responded, Teitze, she must leave the second husband until she receives a get from the first, and you should determine the truth of the rumor and notify me of your conclusion. The Gemara explains he meant that if they determine that the first husband did indeed marry her, she doesn't require a get from the second husband. He disagrees with Rav Huna, who said, Eishas ish, hapashti yada, a married woman who stretched out her hand, the kibbutz kedushin ma'acher mukudeshes, and accepted kedushin from another man, she's considered married to the second man. Rav Huna's opinion is based on Rav Hamnuna's statement that a woman who tells her husband, you divorce me, she's believed, chazaka ein isha maziva panea bifnei bala, because it's a chazaka that a woman would not be so brazen to lie before her husband that he divorced her. Similarly, accepting kedushin is accepted as proof that she was divorced. Shmuel holds that accepting kedushin when not in front of her husband is insufficient evidence of a divorce. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Tes, and our standard Siman is a pot, and we use a cholent pot to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukadeshus with a green cholent pot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, shared that they saw a woman rumored to have accepted kedushin from one man actually accept kedushin with a green cholent pot from a second man. So once again, in slow motion, the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukudeshes with the green chalampot, that must be one daf pei tes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukudeshes with the green chalampot, which reminds the Gemara discusses various rumors of marriage or if a woman had relations, what is the din? So the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukadeshus with a green chalampot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a rumor which is accompanied by an amasla, a mitigating factor, may be disregarded. An example would be rumors that a man threw money or a shtar for kedushin towards a woman, and it's unknown if it reached closer to her. Rav Yochanan holds the amasla must accompany the original rumor, disagreeing with Rabbi Baruch Hanan, who said that an amasla is effective even if it surfaces 10 days after the rumor. Later, Rav Zvid said, where there's a basis for a mitigating factor, we consider the mitigating factor even if it was not reported, and we disregard the rumor. So, the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukudeshes with a green chalampot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, shared that they saw a woman rumored to have accepted kedushin from one man actually accept kedushin with a green chalampot from a second man, which reminds us that Shmuel was asked if a rumor circulated that a woman accepted kedushin from one man and another man came and married her with a biblical kedushin, what is the halacha? He responded, Teitze, she must leave the second husband until she receives a get from the first, and you should determine the truth of the rumor and notify me of your conclusion. The Gemara explains what he meant. So once again, the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mukudeshes with a green chalampot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, shared that they saw a woman rumored to have accepted kedushin from one man actually accept kedushin with a green chalampot from a second man. All right, so now it's time for Vorba Ba'al Chazara. Daf Pei Hei. So the symbol Daf Pei Hei relates to a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must be more than Daf Pei Hei, Peh, mouth. The dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one says you're permitted with this get to all men except for my father and your father, or any other relatives that have a chi of karis, with whom kedushin are ineffective anyway, the get is valid because he hasn't practically excluded anyone from the divorce. So the Gemara asks, chutz mekedushe katan mahu, if he stipulated the divorce to be except for the kedushin of a particular minor, what's the halacha? Do we say the get is valid since the minor is currently incapable of kedushin, or perhaps since he's destined to be eligible for kedushin upon reaching adulthood, excluding him from the divorce invalidates the get? The Gemara proves that he is viewed as eligible for kedushin, so excluding him would invalidate a get. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, which reminds the Gemara, asks about a series of six exclusions in a get that do not exclude marriage itself, but laws which are dependent on marriage. It first asks, if he says you're permitted to everyone except regarding promiscuous relations, what's the halacha? Benisuin haloshayer is a vow because he didn't retain his marriage regarding his marrying others, or dilma shayer babia, or perhaps it's invalid because he retained his marriage regarding relations. The Gemara asks five more questions. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, was informed that his get was invalid because it didn't include the critical text of Hariyat Muteres Kol Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the Tanna Kamma holds Gufo Shel Get. The critical text of a get is Hariyat Muteres Kol Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Rabbi requires a more explicit statement, V'den Dihevi Lechi Minai, and this is for you from me, a Sefer Tiruchin, a document of sending away, V'ger Shibukin, a letter of abandonment, V'get Piturin, and a document of release to go marry any man you want. The Malchok is based on the question whether Yadayim She'im Ochicho is having Yadayim. Daf Pei Vav. So the standard simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers, that must be more Daf Pei Vav. The police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shloshi Gittin Psulim, there are three invalid Gittin, but if a woman married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. The third Psul is, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'im Bo Ela Edochad. It has a date on it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these Gittin only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid, Afu Bishein Alav Edim, even if there are no witnesses to sign on. El Shinaslin Abifne Edim Kasher, but if he gave it to her before Edim, it's valid because he holds Edim Asirakarti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses to sign on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edim Asirakarti were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, which reminds us Shmuel that a Safra Mufak, an expert scribe's very writing of the get testifies that the husband commanded him to do so, and therefore it's equivalent to a second witness sign on a get. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses signed on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, when they were approached by a panic shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical gittin, which reminds us the next Mishnah addresses what is done when a shaliach accidentally mixes up two identical gittin. Da Pei Zayin. So the Simmer Da Pei Zayin is a golden pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser. Gold pez dispenser? That must be around Dov Pei Zayin. The five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom, which reminds us, the previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amabei stated, Chamisha Shuksavu Klal B'Tocha Get. If five men wrote a common text in a single get with witnesses signed below, all the gittin are valid because of the signatures attest to all five divorces, and it's given to each one in turn. But if a separate tofes was written for each one, only the last one under which the signatures appear is valid. Rabbi Yochanan explains, if one day is written for all five divorces, that is a common text, and they're all valid. But if a date was written for each one, that is a separate tofes. So the five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two gittin written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, which reminds us, more discusses what to do when two gittin written side by side have Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both. So the five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two gittin written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, followed by a single get with part of the get written in a second column, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column, and the Edim signed under the second column, it's valid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it was originally two separate gittin with the second get written higher on the paper, and he cut off the witnesses of the first get at its bottom, and the date of the second get at its top, to remove some undesirable term or stipulation giving the appearance of a single get. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a get which has space below the first column and above the second, proving that nothing else was written there. Da Peches. So the Simmer Da Peches is a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The old green garbage cans with Vinoshantum 852 written on them, which reminds us, the Gemara addresses what's the meaning of the pasuk that teaches that Hashem is righteous because he hastens to bring the galus. Ula explains it's because he preempted the numerical value of Noshantum 852 by 2 years. Remaining in Eretz Yisrael until then would have fulfilled the pasuk of Vinoshantum, you will have remained long, about which it concludes, you will be completely destroyed quickly from the land. So the old green garbage cans with Vinoshantum 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, get mu'usa, a get obtained by forcing the husband to authorize it, Yisrael kasha, if it was forced by a Jewish court, the get is valid. But if it was forced by a court of idolaters, it's invalid. But even idolaters may beat him and tell him, do what the Jewish court is telling you because they're merely representing the Jewish court. So the old green garbage cans with Vinoshantim 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get by a basin in Babel who said they were carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, Abaye once found Rav Yosef forcing someone to issue a get. He asked, but we're hediotas, we're commoners, meaning we lack smicha, and Rabbi Tarfon taught in a brisa that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to place the judgments lifnehem, before them, it teaches below lifnei hediotas, and not before commoners, disqualifying the unordained from actions requiring legitimate judges. Rav Yosef answered, Anan shulchu sayu kavdinen, we're carrying out the shlichas of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, just as we do in monetary disputes involving hodas v'halvas, admissions, or loans. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness for sending us into Galus is expressed in that he sent us 2 years before the numerical value of Noshantum, which is 852. That's on Daf. Peches. Good number two, which of the one that Amasla, a mitigating factor, neutralizes a rumor, and there's a Malchuk is when the Amasla needs to be stated. That's on Daf. Pay test. Good number three. Which stuff do we have 4 challenges for Rabbi Eliezer who held that a limited get is valid? That's on Duff. Pay Gimel. Good number four. Which of the 5 men wrote a common text in a single get with Adim signed below? All the getting are valid. That's on Duff. Pay Zion. Good number five. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if there are rumors about a woman being Mekudeshes or had relations that would disqualify her to a Kohen? That's on Duff. Pay task. Good number six. Which stuff about 6 exclusions in a get that deal with laws dependent on marriage, such as you are permitted to everyone except for promiscuous relations. That's on Dav. Pay hey. Good number seven. Which stuff if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column and the Adim signed under the second column, it is valid. That's on Dav. Pei Zion. Good number eight. Which stuff you learn what the din is if a woman is rumored to have been Mekudeshes from one man and actually was Mekudeshes Midoraisa from another man? That's on Duff. Pei Tes. Good number nine. Which stuff you learn about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that 80 Mesira Karti? That's on Duff. Pei Vav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff you learn that Shmuel holds that a get written by an expert sofer and signed by one witness is kosher? That's on Duff. Pei Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.